Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
From the field to the court to the rink, get your sports on AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
3rd and 7 at the Vegas 11-yard line. Josh in the shotgun. There's the snap. Looks to his right. Fires that way. Got a man there. Cole Beasley makes a catch, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo. Cole Beasley.
Collision of the game, Cole Beasley. How about him hanging on? Our hits of the game brought to you by Brothers Collision and Mechanical, celebrating over 40 years in business. If you've been in business that long, you've certainly earned people's trust. On Lake Avenue, trust your brothers in the business, Brothers Collision and Mechanical, brotherscollision.com.
All right, let's welcome in Nate Geary from Radio.com Sports sister station, WGR in Buffalo. You can hear him on the Buffalo Bills radio network pre- and post-game. Nate, another great win for the Buffalo Bills. Everybody's mood is in a good place, considering where we've been in the past. I think everybody will welcome and graciously open with open arms a 4-0 record. But we do have concerns about the defense, and we know you have some thoughts on that. First and foremost, Nate, how are you holding up today?
I'm well. I could get used to joining you fellas on Mondays after a win. It's very nice. It's no controversy. We'll be a little picky and talk about some of the things we don't love, but hard not to really just like, enjoy. I mean, you name it. It's been a really good four-game start, first quarter of the season for the Bills team.
Everybody, and Allen deservedly deserves the praise, but what about Diggs so far? And I'd ask the question to you, Nate, if you had to pick an MVP in the league right now, but you couldn't pick a quarterback. We're talking about Stephon Diggs in that conversation, correct?
Yeah, and I think we have to talk about it from the context that he is facilitating and really bringing up the play of a quarterback a lot of people, you know, didn't really give a lot of respect to and his abilities. And I think, listen, at the end of the day, you know, Stephon Diggs isn't the reason Josh Allen is, you know, completing 70% of his passes on pace for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. But he's certainly playing a major role in that success. And I think the success has more to do with Diggs maybe not directly catching footballs, but maybe more so directly affecting the coverages that are being rolled to the other guys in the lineup. So a lot to love early on. And yeah, Stephon Diggs has got to be up there right now as one of the most impressive starts to a season in his career. I mean, he's on career marks if he kind of continues this pace. But not only that, I just think that we've seen sort of a 180 in how people talk about Stephon Diggs. The talk about a selfish receiver, the talk about a diva or locker room cancer. I mean, have we seen anything close to further from the truth than that? Like, I just some of the things that people were saying about Stephon Diggs before his, you know, being traded to Buffalo. I can't really say more how just vastly different he has been since getting a new start here in Buffalo.
Yeah, Nate, and I want to make sure we spend some time while we have you talking about the Bills' defense, because I know you have some thoughts. But one final point on Diggs, and I don't know how many people spent time talking about this, but I did notice it while it happened, while Josh was in the locker room getting his shoulder checked out, you saw Diggs working directly with Barkley immediately, basically coaching Barkley to let him know, hey, this is what you're going to see, this is what I'm going to be available for if you get into the game. I mean, that goes beyond just being a wide receiver one. That's leadership. I mean, that's elevating the game of everybody around you. That's otherworldly. That's what we want more of on this team.
Yeah, it'd be hard to predict this, but I got the feeling that Stephon Diggs from, you know, next year on is the kind of guy that's wearing a captain C on his jersey from here on out. And, you know, he's got a new team. It was a weird offseason. The things you see on the sideline, the things you hear Sean McDermott say about just sort of the level, the intensity level that he brings, the level of focus and practice that he brings, that he elevates the sort of, you know, detail oriented approach to the entire team and how it's really raised the level of everyone's performance. And I mean, you see it week in and week out. I mean, he's going up every week, every practice against Tre'Davious White. I got to imagine that's going to pay some dividends in the future as well. So yeah, I mean, just there's so much to love about Diggs, but maybe that's the most intriguing, the most fundamentally sound thing we can go and say, if nothing else, Stephon Diggs is bringing a level of leadership and experience that this team didn't really have to go along with elite level play. And those are just things that weren't really mentioned when you were talking about Stephon Diggs over the, you know, first 5 years of his career.
Nate, let's dive into that defense. And yes, the Bills are 4-0. But on the other hand, I think leaky would be a good word to describe this defense. Or is it just the fact that the NFL here in 2020, everybody seemingly moves the ball and the Bills are, you know, just kind of in line with everybody else? What is your level of concern for the Buffalo Bills defense right now?
I think it's a good question, and I think that there's two really basic answers to this, right? And I think I'm going to go beyond both basic answers, which is, A, the rest of the league is really struggling defensively. The COVID procedures, the lead up, no preseason, modified training camp, OTAs, you name it. I think that's a really easy thing to point to and say, hey, listen, the Bills aren't the only ones struggling. And then B, you can maybe continuity issues, especially right up the middle. There was some injuries to Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano. Those are certainly excuses, right? Like, I don't think I would feel that they're wrong excuses or wrong reasons to see a slow start for the offense or for the defense. I think what I'm going to argue, though, is something a little different. And I think what I'm going to argue is that this is the first time this Bills defense has had an offense on the other side of the ball that is scoring points at a clip, that is forcing opposing offenses to play a far more aggressive game plan. And I think that really goes back to, when was the last time that the Bills have led for 98% of their snaps? I mean, like, that's basically, it's either been a lead or a tie for 98% of their snaps this year, other than the one drive they went down in a game they were up 28-3. So you have opposing offenses playing way more aggressively because your offense has changed philosophy. You can't go out against the Bills and think you're going to run for 150 yards, control the clock, because the Bills don't care about that. The Bills want to score as many points as they can. They want to outscore you. They don't want a 17-16 game where there's no turnovers and the time of possession's on their side. They want to score 40. They want to score 50 on you. And I think that shift in philosophy that we're seeing offensively from a conservative, defense first, run game, slow down the clock, keep the other offense off the field type game plan is just, that's the game plan you have when your offense can't score more than 20 points a game. Through four games, this is an offense averaging over 30 points per game. So they're scoring points at a remarkably higher clip than they have over the last 2 years under Josh Allen and Brian Daboll. So frankly, I'm not going to put this all on the defense. I'm going to say that teams are doing things at a far more aggressive clip against this defense because they know they need to score to keep up with the offense.
Yeah, it's a jarring departure from what I think most Bills fans are used to, what we've seen so far of the Bills offense this year. And furthermore, Nate, I'll say, look, I know that the defense has been very bend but don't break. They made plays yesterday in the fourth quarter when you needed them to. And I think a lot of us were nervous about what the Raiders were going to be able to do on the ground with Jacobs. Holding him to 3.7 yards per carry and 86 total rushing yards, not a bad performance by the Bills defense, although the score might not reflect it.
Yeah, you know, the departure, I think, is the unique part of this, right? Like, the complete shift in method, like, ideology, like, how you want to win football games. And, you know, for me, in years past, like, thinking about going into pregame and then what we'd be talking about in our postgame shows, right, which is, okay, and not only that, here's another thing that maybe we should even consider talking about more. Is this team isn't winning because other teams like the Titans are missing four field goals in a game. Yeah. I mean, they started last year with teams on a historically bad pace of teams who were basically converting 40% of their field goal attempts against the Bills in the first 6 weeks of the year last year. They're facing better opponents. They're facing offenses that are far ahead of the defenses at this point in the league. So there's a lot of context. This isn't a vacuum that we're talking about. We're not talking about just a year-to-year change. Everything that sort of surrounds the league with COVID procedures, there's just a lot of change, and maybe most notably, the biggest change has to be, like, the shift that we've seen Sean McDermott make, that is notable, guys. Like, we are talking about a defensive head coach who comes from, listen, he may come from the Andy Reid system, but don't get it twisted. He had no intention of winning games the way that Andy Reid wants to win games. His shift from playing good defense, not turning the ball over and running the football to, I let my offensive coordinator dictate what the pace of play is going to be. That is a monumental shift in ideology, and one I don't think we should just kind of just glaze over. Like, that's a really monumental shift. And, you know, the other guy that we could probably have a whole show, guys, on Brian Daboll right now.
Well, this is the coaching audition tour, is it not?
Unfortunately, I think so. Yeah. I had this candid conversation with folks on Twitter yesterday and even on the Overtime show, and saying, like, you know, if you're the Bills, you have to be doing everything you can to keep him away from the low-lying fruit. Don't let him go take the first job that the first team, you know, get him in a position where he's McDaniels or, you know, he's, you know, Greg Roman, where he's having success. He's bought into the program that he's currently in. They're at a point where he could win a Super Bowl there. He loves working with Josh Allen. Like, force him to say, I'm not taking the first available head coaching job. I'm going to wait for the perfect scenario to sort of play out. And that's where they need to go, because Brian Daboll is not going to be a play caller or an offensive coordinator for very much longer.
You think they'd be okay with Dorsey? It seems like he would be the next guy in, right, Nate?
Yeah, I think they want to keep that in-house, and I think Dorsey's getting a really good, you know, sort of one-on-one learning experience from Brian Daboll. And listen, you know, Brian Dable's 45 years old. He's entering the peak of his play calling and coaching career right now, and he's still pretty young, considering some of the old guard that still remains in the league in terms of play callers. I mean, Gary Kubiak is still calling plays in the league. Norv Turner has, you know, so, like, we're talking about guys that have been in this league for 30, 40 years, and then you look at a guy like Daboll, who has, you know, gotten to soak up knowledge from Bill Belichick, from Nick Saban, from some of the best this game has to offer. And I think what we're seeing is a guy that gets 3 years in a system, a guy that gets to play with an above-average quarterback, works in an organization with a general manager who understands talent and can evaluate talent and surround his offense and talent. I mean, Gabriel Davis is arguably playing at the highest clip of any rookie receiver in a draft class that was touted as maybe the best ever. And he's a fourth-round pick, and like, that people still aren't talking about. So there's just... Listen, guys, it's hard for me to focus on one area that makes sense to talk about, well, why is it working, or what is working or what isn't working. There's so many things working right now that it's hard to focus on one and not get excited about the other 100 things that are, frankly, going, I mean, exactly, you can't plan for this type of sort of execution that they've had through 4 weeks. And I think it's what makes it the most fun.
Nate, 30 seconds before we let you go. What's waiting for the Bills on Sunday in this Tennessee Titans team?
Well, I wish I knew more. I wish we got to see them play Pittsburgh over the weekend. We didn't. I think it's a good running attack. I think you need to put the ball in the hands of Ryan Tannehill, who I know has taken steps as a passer. I mean, not as remarkable of steps as Josh Allen has taken. But they're a legit passing team. And if A.J. Brown's back in the lineup, definitely something to keep an eye on. But they need to stop that Titans offense and just keep doing your thing. I don't think that's a defense that right now is playing at a caliber that can put the lid on this Bills offense.
Nate, let's do this again sometime soon, maybe next week. Appreciate your time today.
My pleasure, fellas. Any time for you.
You got it. Nate Geary from our radio.com sports sister station, WGR in Buffalo. A little recap of yesterday's win in Vegas and a look ahead to Sunday's matchup against Tennessee Titans. Gino, we're out of time. We've got Major League Baseball coming up this afternoon.
Yeah,
this
boo
evening.
Astros. Boo. Yeah. Boo. Oakland, Houston, followed by Yankees, Rays tonight.
Stay tuned. Maybe we'll be back Friday. I would imagine Thursday, Friday, we might have a show. And we'll get you ready for this weekend on ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.